As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Frank Vermeer, Judy Sheets.
Judy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ken. I'm great. How are you?
I'm super.
Good, good.
I'm awfully cheery for a
Yeah, something's wrong. Something's wrong here.
Well, I guess the first thing out of the box is that how did you feel about reopening last week? Did we do the things we should have? Is that what you wanted to do, or are you just kind of going by what the governor is saying?
No, I'm absolutely satisfied with what we've decided to do. I think it's, you know, time. Like, we're taking precautions. We're still asking for the social distancing, wear the mask. And I think as long as the small businesses, and then next week it'll be like the nail salons and hair salons, as long as we follow those guidelines that were set forth by the governor, and then also the county went along with those as well, I think we're good. I think we need to somewhat, you know, open back up with precautions.
Okay. Now, are there going to be any other new protocols, such as, and what I mean by protocol is a social distancing or something like that, are there any new things like that that we're going to incorporate into some of these businesses and some of these places we're reopening at?
Okay, the businesses have to follow those protocols as far as, you know, the social distancing. Mm-hmm. I've seen where several businesses are requiring them to wear masks to even come in. I went around last night through town and was kind of looking at them, and a lot of them have posted that they would like for you to wear a mask and only so many people in the shop at a time, which I think that's going to be important.
Well, I want to know how they're going to have, matter of fact, this question's been asked before, I think, is how are you going to have, if you have to wear a mask, go to a restaurant, can you take it off while you're eating it?
I know that's going to be the situation, you know, that they're going to have to decide. It would not be an easy thing to do. So I'm going to guess no, probably during the time that you're eating, you would have to have the mask off. So.
Okay. I know you're gradually reopened the city buildings. What's the status of those right now? Is everything where you want it and ready to go here? Or how are we just doing that? Or by appointment yet?
Yes. For Old Stoney, it is still by appointment. We have the front door still locked. We have somebody at the front door, but they can call any of the offices within Old Stoney, and we will meet them at the door and take care of whatever business they're here for. As far as our other departments, police departments pretty much stayed the same. They still have their front lobby closed, and the fire department is remaining the same with what they've been doing, which they have their building locked right now, unless, of course, they're outside. Our street department and our parks department brought back everybody full time this week, but I asked them to please, you know, do the social distancing. If they're in a vehicle together, they're working in close proximity, to have their mask on. So,
do you think there will be any changes in some of the things we have already said we're going to do, like for the 4th of July, and maybe, I know Hot Dog Festival is gone, I know that, but I'm saying any events like that. Do you think you'll see any changes or any more, you know, think for, like, as I said, 4th of July is particularly what I'm thinking about?
I think right now we're just kind of taking it day by day to see exactly where this all goes, you know. And it's going to depend, too, on how much of a spike we have in cases. I mean, and over the weekend we had 17 over 2 days, but then yesterday we only had one. So I think we're going to have to keep a close eye on that. We are still going to have the fireworks. We're still planning to open the playgrounds and the restrooms on the 24th of June. So those will be available, and people will be allowed in the park. I mean, they can have picnics. They can gather there, just, you know, once again, those precautions, social distancing, and masks. But okay, as far as anything big changing, no, I don't see that.
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago we only had 32 cases on the 28th of April. And now we're up to 65 2 weeks later. So is there a concern about maybe it's growing a little quicker, maybe what we might think it is?
I will tell you, I am concerned about that. You know, that's a little bit higher than I would like to have seen it gone up. But I think also we're getting more testing, and probably some of those maybe work out of the county and some of those facilities that had it. So that's also, you know, making our numbers go up.
Okay. Judy, you got much else you want to throw out here this morning before we have you back here on Friday?
I can't think of anything else. I'm looking forward to Friday. Just ask that everybody stay safe, healthy, and we're going to get through this.
Okay. One more thing I do need to ask you is that how long are you guys going to continue to do your video stream of your meetings while this is going on? How much longer are you going to keep doing that?
Okay. Well, I had gotten some notice that said that we could do that as far as the virtual meetings through the 23rd. But then I just got a new notice today that it's through June the 4th. So I look for us to at least go through the month of May to have the virtual meeting.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll just have to see where it goes.
Okay. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ken. Have a great day.
Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it.
All right. Fantastic. Appreciate Judy's time this morning.